الحمد لله رب العالمين، نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. ربنا زدنا علما. أو الله increase us in knowledge. اللهم فقهنا في الدين. أو الله give us the understanding of religion. اللهم انفعنا بما علمتنا. O Allah, make us benefit from that which you teach us. وَعَلِّمْنَا مَا يَنْفَعُنَا and teach us that which benefits us. وَزِدْنَا عِلْمًا and increase us in knowledge. اللهم إِنَّا نَسْأَلُكَ عِلْمًا نَافِعًا. O Allah, we ask you for beneficial knowledge. وَعَمَلًا مُتَقَبَّلًا, we ask you the ability and to do those actions that are acceptable to you. وَزِدْنَا عِلْمًا and that you increase us in knowledge. Allahumma inna na'udhu bika min ilmin la yanfa'. O Allah, we seek refuge in you from having knowledge that is not beneficial. Allahumma inna na'udhu bika min ilmin la yanfa' wa min qalbin la yakhsha, and from having a heart that does not fear you. Wa min nafsin la tashba', and we seek refuge in you from having a nafs that is not satisfied. وَدَعْوَةِ اللَّهِ يُسْتَجَابُ لَهَا, and we seek refuge in you from making a dua that is not answered. Ameen Ya Rabbal Alameen. Are you ready? Are you ready to infuse your souls with the food for your soul? It begins with Surah Al-Fatiha. Al-Fatiha, it means the opening. It is one of the earliest surahs, and it has been placed in the beginning of the Qur'an because it acts as a preface to the rest of the Qur'an. It is so important that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made it mandatory to recite it in our salah. There is no salah without Surah Al-Fatiha. It has other names too. It is called Ash-Shifa because it is used for healing. It is also called Ar-Ruqayya because it is used for healing and medicine. It is also called Ummul Kitab, the mother of the book. The book meaning the Qur'an. What does it say? Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. In the name of Allah, who is Ar-Rahman, the entirely merciful. Ar-Rahim, the especially and continuously merciful. Continuously merciful? Who is he continuously merciful to? The believers. Allah will always be merciful to the believers. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. All praise is for Allah. Praise for His characteristics, His attributes. Praise because He is unique. Praise because we are thankful to Him. Alhamd is a praise that incorporates gratitude in it. We are thankful to Allah and we praise Him for His greatness and His uniqueness. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Rabb, what does Rabb mean? Rabb means the one who creates, the one who designs, the one who sustains the heavens and the earth and all that is within them, the eternal, the absolute, to whom alone all worship is due. That is Rabb. He is a Rabb of Al-Alameen, all the worlds, the entire universe and everything that it contains, all the galaxies and all the species within those galaxies. He is our Rabb. Who is He again? Allah says, Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim. His attributes that we most rely upon. The especially merciful. Ar-Rahim, the continuously merciful. Malik Yawmiddin. Malik, He is a king, the sovereign. He is a king even today. But especially on that day, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will take all authority in His hands. We have a little bit of authority that He has granted us by His grace in this world. But on that day, all authority is going to be in His hands alone. Which day is that? Yawmiddin. Deen means recompense. Recompense for what? A compensation for the choices that we make in this world, in this life. Because in this life, we also have the freedom to make choices. On that day, Yawm al-Din, the day of recompense, that is the day when we will be compensated for our choices, good or bad. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has divided this surah. The first part of this surah, up until this particular ayah, is for Him. This is who He is. There's no one worthy of worship except Him. So in the second part of this surah, He tells us what our place is in front of Him, which is nothing. Allah tells us to say, إِيَّاكَ نَعْبُدُ. Only You we worship. We negate everything else, everyone else, and only worship Him. Abd. Abd means a slave. It shows utmost love, utmost humility, utmost obedience and worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Abd. إِيَّاكَ نَعْبُدُ. We worship You alone. It is only You that we worship. It is only You whom we serve. And an abd serves Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala 24/7, all the time. Wa iyyaka nasta'in, and only Your help do we seek. We ask only You for help. Does that mean that I cannot ask other people around me? Yes. Of course, those are resources that Allah has provided. But only Allah provides those resources that we can utilize in this world. And so, we are told to say to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, with our hearts and with our minds and with our bodies, إِيَّاكَ نَعْبُدُ وَإِيَّاكَ نَسْتَعِينَ. What is this help that we need with? We need help with عُبُدِيَّة, with ibadah, with serving Him. And also, how to serve Him. How do we serve Him? اِهِدِنَا الصِّرَاطَ الْمُسْتَقِيمِ. Guide us to the path which is straight. It's a straightforward path. The first action on our part is the acknowledgement of a need. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Maliki Yawm al-Din. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Rabb al-Alameen. We are slaves who need help and are dependent. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not dependent on anyone. He is a samad, free of need. We need Him. So what is the first thing that we need to ask Him for? Food? Clothing? Housing? Family? No. The ability to go on the straight path, to keep on the straight path. That is what we need. Surat al-lazina anamta alayhim. Allah even teaches us to ask Him the exact path that He is pleased with. Sirat al-ladhina, the path of those, an'amta alayhim, You bless them. Who blessed them? Allah blessed them. Who are these people? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes them in the Quran. Allah says in Surah An-Nisa, ayah number 69, for whoever obeys Allah and His Messenger, then those are with those whom Allah has blessed, favored. مَعَ الَّذِينَ عَنْعَمَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِمْ. And who are they? مِنَ النَّبِيِّينَ, from the prophets. وَالصِّدِّيقِينَ, and those who were truthful. وَالشُّهَدَاء, and those who were martyred. وَالصَّالِحِينَ, and the pious ones. وَحَسُنَ أُولَٰئِكَ رَفِيقًا, and what wonderful companions are those. May Allah make us of those. Ameen. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us to ask specifically for the path of those whom He has blessed, whom He has favored. Surat al-lazina an'amta alayhim, ghayr al-maghdubi alayhim, waladdallin. And He also teaches us to specifically ask to avoid the path of certain other people. Who are those people? غير المغضوب عليهم. مغضوب, غضب, is from anger, intense anger. Not the path Allah, do not show us the path of those, do not make us travel the path of those whom You were angry with. ولدالين, and those who went astray. Who was Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala angry with? Anyone who angers Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Anyone who takes his life in a direction that displeases him, not just displeases him, but completely angers Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Maghdoob means the ones who earn the wrath of Allah. May Allah give us refuge from being of those people. Ameen ya Rabbal Alameen. It is said that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is referring to the people of the past. The people who earned his wrath were the Bani Israel, and we are going to read about them inshallah in the beginning of Surah Al-Baqarah and a lot throughout the Quran. Allah became angry with them, and he does not want us to follow that path. Waladdallin, and those who started out well but they went astray. Who were those? It is said that these are the Christians, the Nasara, who started off well with sincerity, but then they elevated Isa alayhi salam to God, to the Son of God. We seek refuge in being of those people. Ameen. And at the end of Surah Al-Fatiha, we are told to say Ameen. When we say Ameen at the end of Surah Al-Fatiha in Salah, and the angels say Ameen at the same time, the dua is answered. Not just that, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala converses with us during Surah Al-Fatiha. What does he say? The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, according to Abu Huraira, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has divided the salah between himself and his servant. He said, half is from myself for Allah and the other half is for my servant. When a person says Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, Allah says, my servant has praised me. And the person says Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim, Allah says, my servant has praised me. When a servant says Maliki Yawmiddin, Allah says, he has extolled my greatness. And when the servant says Iyaka Na'budu wa Iyaka Nasta'in, Allah says, this is between me and my servant, and my servant will have what he asked for. And when we say Ahdina Sirat al-Mustaqim, Sirat al-Ladina Anamta alayhim, غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين, Allah says, this is for my servant, and my servant shall have what he has asked for. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. We are taught many things in Surah Al-Fatiha. The first thing we are taught is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is intensely merciful, and he will be continuously merciful, and he is the Malik, the King of the Day of Recompense. And because he is merciful, we can always hope for good from him. And because he is Allah, he is a Rabb, he is going to be just. And he will give us multiple rewards for our deeds. And he will forgive those deeds that he is not pleased with in his mercy. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give justice, will dole out justice on that day. There are many people who do incredibly criminal things in this world, and they do not receive their due. But on that day, they will be given that due. On that day, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will reward us even for the intensity of our feelings, for our intentions. The purer our intention is, the greater will be the reward. Insha'Allah ta'ala, may Allah make us of those. Ameen. In this surah, we are taught our place. Who are we? We are the slaves of Allah. We have been created to worship Him. Allah says, وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ, I have not created jinn or mankind except to worship me. And we are weak. We are taught that we are weak and we need help, so we need to ask His help. But the most important thing that we need to ask for is the purpose, to fulfill the purpose, help to fulfill the purpose with which we have been sent. And that is only accomplished through the straight path. What is the straight path? The Prophet ﷺ said, Allah has set an example, a sirat, a straight path that is surrounded by two walls on both sides, with several open doors within the walls covered with curtains. There is a caller on the gate of the sirat who heralds, O people, stay on the path and do not deviate from it. Meanwhile, a caller from above the path is also warning any person who wants to open any of these doors, woe to you, do not open it. For if you open it, you will pass through. The straight path is Islam, the Prophet ﷺ said. The two walls are Allah's set limits, while the doors resemble what Allah has prohibited. The collar on the gate of the Sirat is the book of Allah, while the collar above the Sirat is Allah's admonition in the heart of every Muslim. A straight path that has doors. And even if we open those doors of the prohibited things, it is liable that we can fall through. It is a path that has a caller who is calling us. A caller at the gate. The caller at the gate is what? The caller at the gate is the book of Allah, what we are reading right now. It infuses our soul with the guidance. It connects with our intellectual abilities. It connects with our hearts. And everything connects, our bodies, our limbs connect, and everything works together with the mercy of Allah to keep us on the straight path. And the collar above the sirat is your heart. Your heart will tell you that this is the right thing to do. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has praised Surah Al-Fatiha in the beginning. And when we ask Him for guidance, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala opens up the rest of the Quran.